is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bats tumble. Everyone all set? Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? There we go. This is USAPrepares.com, and your dial is set correctly. We're delighted you're here. We're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains, Studio A. Information's on the website. And Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us, the real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Navy SEAL Team Number 1, lead physicist at the Pentagon, United States Navy. Rick, welcome aboard.
Yeah, good morning. Well, I'd say, yeah, I love it when you always laugh when you come on. I love it because, you know, you and I have just spoken and we've been locked and loaded, and then you're grinning and laughing. Wait, get a load of this.
Well, yeah, Rick, it's a lot of fun doing the broadcast with you. It really is. And I was thinking about one of our instructors who when I introduced this man, I introduced him as our newest instructor, a convicted rapist and murderer, USAPrepares.com's newest instructor. And he was found guilty at a trial. He was sentenced to 16 years in jail when he was 16 years old. And DNA evidence ultimately proved that he did not do it. He was set up. And the reason that I'm mentioning this, Rick, is that they used a lie detector to help convict him. And everyone who was involved in the, we'll call it, injustice system got promotions and either got a television show. Judge Julie, Sonia Sotomayor became a Supreme Court justice. And the detective who was involved in this became a chief of police, and I don't want to go into all of their names at this point, but they all did really well, except for this one young 16-year-old who went to jail. Now, the point is, they used a lie detector against him. Can we take some time and talk about lie detectors? Because I know that you were involved in the study of them, the construction of them, and
we built some of the very first devices in Seattle. In fact, it was on Bainbridge Island, Jay and Jay Enterprises. John Fluke and several others were working for Boeing, and what we were looking for were really clean single-gain amplifiers that could measure microvolts on the scalp of your head. This was your so-called brainwave monitoring. It's all increased tremendously now over the last few years with rosettes rather than single electrodes that were originally used in the 70s. We did Menninger Foundation. There was a guy named Jack Schwartz that could somehow put needles through his arm and then at will stop the bleeding. Now, if you don't think the military wouldn't know how that works. And so that was Elmer Green and the Menninger Foundation. And so some of the first amplifiers that were used were made by the Boeing Company and John Fluke and this J&J Enterprises, which, by the way, still exists on Bainbridge Island. It is the premier for a lot of the research that's going on with brain-machine interfacing and that kind of thing. But it all started out with polygraphs. And the polygraph itself is a series of different biological measurements on your body. And the primary one was galvanic skin response, the thing that Cleve Baxter, who, by the way, just died in his Secret Life of Plants with Chris Bird, he did the original you know, emotional thoughts toward plants would change their galvanic skin response. Later, that was disproven, but he was using GSR. And why I'm mentioning that and disproving and all of that was that a lot of those tests are, that's why it's not considered evidence, admissible evidence anymore, because they're not accurate. They're only as good as the operator himself and the way they would phrase a question and then your response to it. And there's different options that everybody has with that. And so you can actually fake, lie detecting in the way they do it. And I can give you an outline. I've got the way I train Navy SEALs in case we got interrogated. Before they started doing things like waterboarding and things like that, they would use electronic devices trying to determine things. So there is a voice stress analyzer that you can use over a telephone where you can have that hooked to your telephone while you're talking to someone. You can actually watch to see when they're lying or not. It's a simple off-the-shelf. You can buy it in several locations, you know, from as a civilian. So there's a lot of, you know, questions on how all that works.
Well, Rick, you mentioned a whole bunch of things. It'd be fun to talk about countermeasures to lie detectors, but you also mentioned measuring plants and their reaction. And back in the 1960s, Rick, for a science fair project, we talked about this before, I built a primitive lie detector. It was a polygraph, and it measured the galvanic skin response across from a person's index finger on the left hand to the index finger on the right hand, and it could literally measure the resistance across the person's body as a reaction to questions that were being asked. And there was a slight delay, so you could actually ask the question and then see the body's response. With a slight delay. But the interesting thing that you mentioned was plants, and that was something that I wanted to do back then, and I could not figure out how to get an accurate measurement. So, for example, I would put the electrodes on two different leaves of a plant, and I would yell at the plant to see if its feelings were hurt.
Well, the standard way that it would be done is that you would put an electrode on the top of the leaf and on the bottom of the leaf, and you would measure the change of resistance from water flow and other kinds of things in the plant. The problem with the Baxter one is that in order to do that accurately, you had to switch every 30 seconds the polarity so that you prevented what we call grain migration of the positive electrode here drawing all the, you know, negative ions toward itself, and that would change your so-called baseline. And by reverting it back and forth every 30 seconds, it prevented what we called grain migration error. And that's when we discovered that there was no real change in the plant, that in fact what they were observing was the electrode was drawing more of your structured waters toward one electrode, and that would appear as if. And now, with that concept, that's one way you do GSR, controlling GSR. However, there's also heart rate. You know, when they would measure your pneumograph, they would measure your breathing. It was with a pneumograph. They would measure your brain waves to see if there was a change in alpha or directional alpha shifts. That's why it was called a polygraph. It was measuring a number of what was believed to be autonomic functions. However, really, in fact, they're not autonomic. They're parasympathetic. And that means they can be controlled and directed by the mind. You can also take drugs. You could have easily taken an antiperspiration stick and put it on your fingers before they put the electrodes on, and you could change the thing, you know, like one of the perspiration sticks or something like that. There are a lot of different things that you could do. You could take drugs, smoke some pot, whatever, and that would allow you to take control of your reaction, your body's response. Take some practice, but you can do it.
Yeah, and one of the things that I understand that you can do, Rick, is as you are being administered the lie detector test, alter your heart rate during the control questions. So you're asked initial questions to get a baseline, and you change your breathing rate. You start to...
Well, there's actually some rules that I trained my SEALs on. You know, for example, the approach as if you're going to be a test, you know, they're going to examine you. And so you have to be prepped for this, just like it's... you know, where you can, if you're not in a good place, sometimes it's better to postpone that interview, for example, until you're at your sharpest. That's the way it would be with a polygraph. An antiperspirant stick and put it on your fingers and palms the night before. That aluminum will change things. Beware of pre-test tricks. What they'll try to do is get you all excited before, you know, yelling at you or something like that, before they put the electrodes down and already started your heart rate where you're on defensive mode. A hidden camera in the bathroom may catch you trying to do something, but not washing your hands or something like that. There's all kinds of things that they'll try to do. The actual role of the poly detector, though, is to help the investigator ask the questions in such a manner that it catches you off guard. Mm-hmm. And then, once they've got you off guard, now they can then hit you with a series of other questions, and before you can catch up, your responses are pretty much, you know, lost, and you don't have control of yourself. Heart rate is the least of it. And most people didn't realize, you know, you can even change the temperature in your hands, the very tips of your fingers, by 8 degrees up or down just with your mind.
Rick, so what we're talking about is they are measuring the reaction that you have to their questions. So if you anticipate some of those questions... Have you ever stolen anything? Have you ever cheated on an exam? If you're ready for those questions and those types of questions, you can deceive the lie detector. Dr. Richard Allen Miller and I will be right back.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale? On emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at HempUSA.org.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller and I are talking about polygraph, the lie detector. And why are we talking about that? Because our system of government has become increasingly menacing. They have gone over the top with spying on us. And you know, we need to have countermeasures to all of these tactics and techniques that they use because they are abusive. And sometimes they, well, in the case of the polygraph, they are not accurate. And they use deception techniques when they interrogate us. And as a matter of fact, I mean, how serious is it? Well, one of our instructors, Jeffrey Deskovic, was sent to maximum security prison in New York State for rape and murder of a 16 or a 15-year-old while he was 16 in high school, and he was profiled. He was profiled by a New York City cop. And they said, well, you know, it would be someone who would be really upset about this rape and murder of a high school girl. And the person, you know, of interest would be very upset and withdrawn. And Jeffrey was a shy guy, and he was really upset about the murder and rape of one of his classmates. So he was a person of interest, and they tricked him, and they brought him to the station, and they interrogated him for 7.5 hours, and they gave him lots of coffee to a person who's never drunk coffee before. So here we have Jeffrey Deskovic. His metabolism is all messed up with this coffee. They keep giving him coffee, no food, but more and more and more coffee. It looks like he's crying on the floor. He has no idea what he's doing. They're feeding him all these lies. Ultimately, he goes to court, and the judge tells the jury that they will be held over for Christmas if they don't come back with a verdict, and so they come back with guilty. And after Jeffrey is released, based on DNA evidence conclusively proving that he did not murder this young girl,
Absolutely. Well, railroading as a word comes to mind. You know, it makes it easy, and it's the numbers game for elections and budgets. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's happens everywhere. We have that here. You know, we have a lot of law enforcement here in the town I live in. There's the normal police that are trying and overwhelmed because of budget cuts. And then there's a second group that work on federal monies on conviction rates. And their criminal record is as bad as the community's.
Yeah, and that's well. Here's what happened to Jeffrey. So he's in the courtroom, and the judge says, "We're going to hold you over to the jury if you don't come back with a verdict." And so one of the jurors votes guilty because she wants to go home for Christmas, and she announces to the attorney after he's released, 16 years later, that I'm so glad he's out because I didn't think he did it. And the attorney for Jeffrey Deskovic said to her, you know, the obvious question, well, why did you vote to convict? And she said, well, they were going to hold us over for Christmas if you know, we didn't come back with a verdict.
Yeah, this is so like a common theme on TV shows where they show a corrupt DA that's trying to go for office and is looking for a conviction ratio or something of that nature where it isn't even about the balance of justice. It's not about that. And that's why they figure that if you have a lawyer to defend you, then I have every right to use everything I can to cheat and get a conviction. And the whole thing is wrong place and is a result of too many people and too many laws being broken by, you know, the whole thing is overwhelmed because of overpopulation and budgets and the concept of money.
And class, that's why we're talking about today countermeasures to lie detection.
Well, okay, so here's the rules I gave my SEALs to cheat a polygraph, because basically a polygraph is not, they'll say it today, is not admissible. It is a confirmation. And where the confirmation comes in is when the polygraph goes off the charts and then you confess. Now, even if it goes off the charts, that's not a conviction. Your confession is. That means, no, I'm not in bed with this lady. I'm not here. I've never been here. And just because it looks like I'm here, I'm not.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Rick, when we come back, let's talk about exactly what a person could do as a countermeasure or countermeasures to a lie detector test. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rick, I was chatting with our producer, Nathan, over the commercial few minutes, and I heard the intro, and I said, would you like to take over for me? He said, no, I've got a book to read. Rick, yeah. So here we are. We're all hooked up to this lie detector, and there's a room full of mean-looking people, all being paid.
When they do a polygraph, by law, you're only one-on-one. And so there might be windows that they're watching from another room.
Yeah.
But the polygraph is not supposed to be done with more than one person being interviewed and the other the interviewer. Period. End of story. That's the law. The basic, you can't have intimidation like that.
But the setup for it just
one-on-one. Just like they did with the guy with coffee, you know, where they'll get you all jacked up, they'll hit you with weird things. Now, when they do a polygraph, they're not supposed, unless, of course, you're behind enemy lines, they're supposed to give you a warning. And you have the right to say, yes or no. If you want a job, they might say that it's required for the job, and that is, will be enforceable by law. That means they can discriminate against you if you choose not to do a polygraph, just like a P-test. Certain, you know, government agencies, even though it's illegal in the state of Oregon to smoke marijuana, some agencies will screen for people that use marijuana and can legally discriminate, even though it's legal.
Okay.
So, you know, the polygraph has its limitations as well. Now, a polygraph is the first thing. Listen, we have evolved into P300 waves and what is now called brain fingerprinting. This is where they'll use an MRI and do a slice across your brain to get a profile. They would use that in certain mind control experiments where they're trying to, quote, clone emotions. And they're looking for certain kinds of emotional responses, and they get a brain fingerprint of that, and then using a supercomputer can feed that information back to you using microwave. I wrote about that in Synthetic Telepathy. Now, this is a whole new generation than a polygraph. Polygraph is what we were doing in the 60s. By the way, to my knowledge, it wasn't in the 50s. It was in the 60s that we first started working with what we would call single-gain amplifiers. And these are their precision in reproducing the single gain, where it doesn't amplify or delete, is essential because you're measuring things at 10 to the minus 6 volts on the surface of the skin, and you have dead skin, you have bacteria, you have all kinds of things going on as a habitat up there. Put them under your armpits, that's a place they do it, across your heart, of course, on your throat, and there's, you know, you have, it's a polygraph, and they're going after all the different functions. And so to control them all in unison sometimes requires drugs. There's certain drugs that you can take, there, you know, that will mess up a polygraph reading. There are certain things you can put on your hands the night before, even though they ask you to clean your hands and they might give you a wipe before they put the electrode down. You could put some, you know, aluminum oxide or something like that down and have semi-control of cell salts and cell salt behavior on the surface of your skin. The other part of it is starts to get into the emotional ends of things. You don't admit anything relevant. You just don't do that because then they have a baseline. Remember, we're talking about baselines on that. There's a lot of other kinds of things. There's answer the questions firmly, seriously, and without hesitation. Breathe normally, except during control questions. You should try to maintain a breathing rate of what? I don't know, 15 to 30 breaths per minute. Do not breathe too deeply ever. You do not want to breathe deep. You want to keep everything on a shallow level. You're controlling your breath. After the breathing rate, watch for those control questions. What they'll try to do is structure the question so it surprises you. That's what you do the night before. You come up with preparing for what kinds of curveballs or surprises he might do that would cause me to jerk. That's what you're trying to do. And then do math problems in your head while they're asking questions. If you do math questions, you are using portions of the brain that will change the measurements. And math questions are really good ones. 12 times 7. Do that while he's asking your question. And watch how that changes things. He can't anticipate you doing that because it's a mental thing that you're doing. We would be able to do that with a brain fingerprint. So that's why the technologies have evolved. But the law enforcement only uses polygraphs. And or if you're a serial rapist and you're now released into custody out in the world when you have to show up every 6 months, have you raped anybody this week? You know, that kind of thing. Polygraphs.
Did we lose Rick?
I'm sorry. I used to use them all the time, and I trained my field to how to blow it off. controlling heart rate, pulse, respiration. Mm-hmm. This is the big one. Watch for that post-test interview. After you've done the polygraph, the polygraph says you're blah, blah, blah. Don't believe a word.
Yeah, and that's really important, Rick, because
that's really important, Vincent. Don't believe a word. Just keep your mental focus.
Mm-hmm. Very, very interesting, Rick. And really, the reason we're talking about this is because the system is using all kinds of technologies.
They have to try to listen. There's techniques in lying, and there are techniques in telling the truth. And that's one of the reasons why I come across the way I do, is because I understand how to phrase my words so that people get it. Polygraphs were supposed to be adjuncts. You know, you could, right now today, Vincent, buy off the shelf a polygraph for your phone. That you got a couple electrodes on your phone, and while you're talking to me, it would measure whether I'm lying or not by the stress in my voice.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know that I...
And you can watch that meal peg back and forth when you're talking to someone business-wise, and you want to get... That's just a simple off the shelf. You don't think they're not using that kind of thing in the Pentagon? Or on radio, listening. That's why so many people on radio don't read right. People got it. You can hear the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have been trained with polygraph, you can fix the machinery that measures it.
Sam Bushman is one of our instructors, and he and I were talking yesterday about lying, and it's becoming more and more commonplace. It's almost like the norm. And
I'll tell you something that happened to me. This happened to me last month when I was physically attacked. Basically, the neighbor of my office manager had turned off her power and the tree. And when I picked her up in the morning, she said her thing was off. And so what I got out of my truck, went over to the tree to turn it on. And the neighbor came at me from behind, knocked me down on the ground where I bloodied my elbow, blah, blah, blah. And then ran while I was getting up, ran around, turned it back on, then came right straight up into my face and said to me, "See, you hit me in the face. See, my eyes are all black and blue." And I just looked at him, called 911, and the budgets here are such that man was able to knock down a 70-year-old person. I could have killed him. Well, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do anything like that. And he came up to my face and lied in my face after knocking me down from the roof. Now, what do you think I might think of that individual as a human being? There's a lot of people out there whose values are different than my own. That does not mean they're wrong. It's just I certainly don't want to go there. Mm-hmm. You work a polygraph on that kind of level and basically stick to your guns. Think of something that calms you down when you're doing something like that. Always keep that internal landscape clean and pure. And if you do that, like that little video I sent to you on those children seeing things for the first time, that was a great send. The looks on their faces. Always go into something like it's the first time you've ever done it. And when you do that, you will get closer to what we call emotional landscape that I talk about in my books and how to work that towards your own spiritual evolvement. You know, you have a responsibility for the thoughts you choose to entertain. To be able to just stay focused on what's important is essential. That's why I like doing radio with you. Every week, you have a list. I love it. Now we're talking about polygraphs and how the law would use those or not. And, there's ways to do everything if you want to. It's called the spell of invisibility.
even though it may not be admissible in court, it could be used against you. Did you take a lie detector test?
They use it is to have you confess after they convince you that they busted you with a lie detector. And it's your confession that screws you up.
And I'm so glad
that's
you
how it works,
that.
Vincent. Listen, it's not. not the polygraph. Hey, they're after you to admit it.
Yep. Rick, I got a really neat package in the mail yesterday.
And
it was a manila envelope.
Maybe I'll get one later.
Yeah. We need to check with Grace Thorne. I would assume that's still in the mail, and it's a longer distance from Ryan, Oklahoma, to the West Coast where you are. But, Rick, let me just describe this package of pictures. These are the most wonderful-looking children, seriously. Handsome young men, very pretty young girls, and these are our students. And, Rick, they're all smiling. Every single one of these students is grinning from ear to ear. Their names are on the back, and it's so neat to... And we'll talk about it in a couple of minutes when we come back.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
This is an emergency essential sale. This month only at Emergency Essentials, get 41% off freeze-dried chicken with a 25-year shelf life for only $24.99 while supplies last. During our October sale, 55-gallon water barrels are only $72.99. Our 12-can baking combo, valued at over $160, is now only $109.99. That's 32% off. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need. For beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Watch it.
Oh, no, there's something
happening. It's going to be sliding.
Under today's hot.
Watch it.
Thank God, you're take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Rick, I'm looking at this stack of pictures of these sixth graders that who were in our class, this radio broadcast classroom we taught science a couple weeks ago. And the girls are so pretty, and the young men are so handsome. And Rick, if you don't get a copy of these pictures, let me know, and I will send you the ones.
Sure,
I have.
Great. Yeah,
but,
cool.
Rick, there are a couple guys and a few guys in here that remind me of what you and I must have been like.
I don't even want to think about it. All my hair is gone now.
well, Rick, these young men have full heads of hair, and their expressions on their faces remind me of some of the comments that I received when I was in school in the sixth grade, such as, Vincent is disruptive.
Well, that's because you're an outlaw. That's why you live in the country. You know, you can play by your own rules on your own land, and you know, good luck with that.
but I'm looking at these young men, and they remind me just the expressions. I can see that their teachers absolutely certainly know who they are in class.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you were just like that.
Their values and beliefs are set by that age. They're already locked in. I sent you something earlier. You know, I have a couple of lead scout people that send me leads like you do, and they help me grow, you know, in terms of integrating the whole thing on the wonder of those children that I sent you this morning, and how the sixth grade class must look like, and how you must look like when you have your first hit of higher consciousness.
Interesting.
The wonder of it. And look for that. That's a good way to pass a polygraph. Just kidding.
Well, Rick, I want to let you know, we made the front page, that class that we taught,
that's cool.
The front page of the Ryan Lee.
I want to do that if it's possible. I want to do that again. Grace had said something about a science club or something in the school. That would be very cool. Places where these kids don't have a place to ask those kinds of questions at that age, and yet expect to have something they can understand. Pictures of those children experiencing for the first time, it's very cool, and it belongs in all of us all the time.
Rick, I got an email from you this morning about a store in Michigan. It's called Schott's Supermarket in Fraser, Michigan. And what happened, class, with this particular store It's called Schott's, S-C-H-O-T-T-S, supermarket. It's a small grocery store outside of Detroit, and it's an independent supermarket, so it's not like a great big chain. And in this the supermarket, it's run by a father and daughter, and they've had it for over 30 years. His name is Terry Decco. I spoke with him over the weekend, and his daughter's name is Sandra. They have been attacked by the federal government. The federal government in January of 2013 obtained a secret, let me say that a different way, a secret warrant and took out every dollar of the Decco's grocery store bank account.
Yeah, it was $35,000. It was a lot of money.
Yeah, without any warning or explanation. They just took the money out, every single dollar, cleaned out their account. When we come back, Rick, let's talk a little bit about this, what could happen. And it's not physics, it's not science, but it is an overbearing reach of the government to steal money without any reason, and maybe without even recourse, by the Schott family. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. I'm Vincent Finelli. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.